good.
I am. Good morning.
So what are we going to go see, huh?
Well, today is the week of remakes. Ah. Let's start with a remake of About Last Night, which was a remake of a David Mamet play back in the day. At first, I thought they recast Rob Lowe with little tiny Kevin Hart.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, well, why not Emmanuel Lewis in the Demi Moore role? How about that?
Come on.
Just going, you know. Luckily, Hart plays the Jim Belushi role, which makes more sense. There's something actually surprising. I didn't hate it. Just like the original, it's super cheesy, but, you know, kind of funny at times. You know I like Kevin Hart, so.
Sure, yeah.
You know, some people really don't. Some people do. He's kind of polarizing that way, but for me, I he makes me laugh.
Oh, well, good.
I'm going to say a little bit above average, C++ on that one.
All right.
Also opening is Endless Love. Remember that song?
Yes.
Another remake of an 80s film which starred Brooke Shields back in the day. First of all, Brooke is responsible for me thinking that I could pull off high-waisted jeans for the rest of my life. Shame on her. This Endless Love is way more CW than the last, seeing as how in the original, the lead guy is kind of crazy, but now he's just hot, right?
Okay.
How adorable. Be like remaking Silence of the Lambs, but now Hannibal Lecter's just a little cutie pie. Just a cutie pie. It's hard to root for a spoiled, like a perfect spoiled teenage girl when she's always like, Dad, Noah. You know how they add the
Right.
Noah, whatever.
Yeah.
Love, David.
Right.
It's Endless. D. Also opening is the remake of RoboCop, now starring Samuel L. Jackson, Gary Oldman, and Michael Keaton. An evil corporation called Omnicorp turns, you know, men into robot cops.
Right.
I have a theory that studio people just sit around and they say, okay, we have to make this company sound mean.
Yes, yes.
Add a core to it. World core.
Right. There you go.
Well, Peace Corps doesn't work.
But. Well, but, you know, but still, I get the concept. I mean, that would work, yeah.
It looks cool, but this version takes itself way too seriously. C-minus-minus-minus-minus-core.
Man.
But wait. Mm-hmm. Lastly, we have A Winter's Tale with Colin Farrell, Russell Crowe, and Will Smith as the devil.
There's butterflies going around my head right now over this. Yeah.
Based on a book. Really?
No.
Based on a book. It's one of those whimsical, like, all you need is a little magic kind of movies. It was unrelenting. After the screening, this is not a joke, I vomited a rainbow. So magical. Oh, no. I have consumption. Oh, dear. Just make a wish on a unicorn. And there is a unicorn, and it's glittery, and it flies, and none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's an F+, but let me remind you that the Legos movie is fantastic.
Oh, there you go.
It's still in theaters. Remember, I gave that one an A-.
Yes.
I really liked it, and you can tell I'm not joking. I'm sticking with it. I loved it. I'm not joking. It was great.
Well, this is good. You've got options now, and I think it's so funny that it leans towards Legos for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. sometimes it works out like that. I guess if you had to choose one of between Endless Love and About Last Night, I'd go with About Last Night, but I would save your money on this one.
Okay, there you go.
I'll leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.